You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Something I've been sitting on for a week because it happened when we were both on vacation. And I wanted to see, I don't know if you saw this yet, but did you see Juan Soto? Well, actually, before I ask you that, I want to ask you this question. Who do you think is the leader slash captain of the New York Mets?
I mean, everybody says it's Lindor, so I guess it's him.
Okay. Now, here's Juan Soto talking to the New York Post about Starling Marte.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, he's literally the leader of this team. I feel like he's actually the captain of this team. He's bringing everybody together. He's bringing the energy that we need. He's the guy who's been stepping up every single time. It doesn't matter what. This continues. Quote. He's actually the real deal of the team. He's the model of the team. Everybody, when they want to talk and get to know something or have a conversation, they can go to him. He's actually the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, I've always liked Marte. He's been very injury prone. I'm not surprised by that. I'm surprised maybe he would verbalize it to that degree. I don't think he's taking a shot at Lindor. I'm sure some look at Sal's eyes already bugging out.
I'm curious how you don't think that.
Not an intentional one. I think sometimes things, not that it was misconstrued, I think it was an attempt to prop up Marte more than it was to downgrade Lindor. That's what I take from that.
And maybe that's why this has not been made a bigger deal, because people think that. I think everybody's missing the boat. You guys got to do the math. I mean, it is right there for everybody to see in plain daylight. Quote, talking about Marte. Everybody assumes Lindor's the leader and captain of this team. Juan Soto is telling you he's not. Literally. Quote, he's literally the leader of this team, referring to Marte. He's the real deal. He's actually the real deal. The model of this team. He said it multiple times. Like, that to me is a direct shot. Like, you couldn't be any more pointed. Direct shot from Soto to Francisco Lindor. Now, is it the biggest deal in the world? No. Like, not everybody's got to love each other, but...
Well, so now there's Soto-Lindor beef?
Oh, no, I don't know if there's beef. I'm just saying that is a
Direct shot. I mean, to me, it's a direct... Like,
it's a direct shot.
I don't see it that way. I don't hear it that way. It doesn't read... That doesn't mean that I'm right.
Right.
To me, it's really just an attempt to let everybody know and illuminate the effectiveness of Marte and what he brings to the table, not render Lindor a phony or fake leader or not the guy. I just don't take it that way. I don't.
I'm shocked how.
Why?
If somebody said that about anybody other than Judge in the Yankee clubhouse, what would you think? Well, he's just trying to build up Ryan McMahon. You know, they said McMahon's the real deal. He's the leader.
Well, first of all, Ryan McMahon's been here two months. Marte's been here. This is year number four.
Yeah, well, pick a player.
And there's been evidence. Yeah. Marte's always the guy who leads the pictures.
Right.
So that's why I'm not that surprised by that. And if you think about that, which was a really...
So then who's the real deal? Is Lindor the leader or is it Marte?
You know, And I'm not trying to dismiss it. I don't really care. What's it matter? The real deal. I mean, Marte's gone after this year. His contract's up. So if he's such the real deal, you better make sure you sign him. That you don't let him leave. I mean, what are they? If it's Lindor's the captain, when are they going to give him the C? When he's 37 and he's walking out the door? Well, I mean, is he the captain or not?
Maybe he's not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But
that's a big deal.
No, but it doesn't mean, and again, I admit, I don't know that I'm right on this. Right. This is just how I'm interpreting Soto. I don't think there's an ounce of maliciousness there. Like, think about it. There's very easy things to... We saw Valdez last night cross up his catcher, and there's not a person with more than two brain cells that doesn't think that that was intentional.
Right.
We all think it was intentional because he lit up, but he gave up a grand slam. What happened before that? That's very easy to read. This is a little trickier. I don't know. I just don't know why Soto, who is on a roll, is comfortable. Mets are in a good spot. This is last week, you said, right?
Yeah.
But he's still hitting
the Post well. Had it, yeah.
All right. But why would he feel compelled to throw this smoke bomb in the middle of the Mets locker room intentionally?
Maybe he doesn't like Lindor.
But why?
Why he doesn't like him, I have no idea. But clearly, this is, I don't know how anybody could read this. And I'm sure you're not alone. What I'm saying is whoever's reading that and not taking it the way that I am is wrong.
Well, you can't say that it's wrong when it's your opinion. That's what you interpret. I don't interpret. So how am I wrong?
I'm not interpreting it. I'm reading it.
So am I.
Yeah.
Well, I'm listening to you read it.
But you also said that you thought Lindor's the leader of the team. Well, Juan Soto, a player on the team, is telling you he's not. And not only is he saying he's not, he's saying it. He's actually the real deal of the team. He's the model of the team. He's the real deal. He goes on to say that twice.
Let me ask you this.
He's literally the leader of this team.
If you're
Lindor, you would not be bothered by that?
If I had a great relationship with Juan Soto, I wouldn't be bothered by that. If I had one that was a little contentious, which I don't think that they have. I mean, geez. But if there was something, you know, bubbling beneath the surface, Sal, and I'm Lindor, I'd probably feel like, wow, that was an aggressive slide. He's trying to play me publicly.
Right.
But if that's the case. But there's also something to be said for Soto just getting there. He's never played with Marte, right? Pittsburgh. But no, he's never played with Marte. And him just being around an OG and being like, this is the unk.
Right.
This is the guy. Like, there's an age, even though Lindor's not in his
20s. Well, there is, and I don't want to get into this, but there is the Dominican, Puerto Rican...
Yeah,
it's a real thing in baseball.
I hear you. The WBC. I mean,
well, Dominican players, Puerto Rican players. I don't know the specifics.
Also this thing like there was an issue? When was it? Was it with like? Well, we have like the McNeil. Like, there's also was there a Puerto Rican white thing? Like,
no.
Your teammates or you're not?
Yeah, well, I mean, Lindor and McNeil also had like.
No, I know
Lindor
they had
choked them out.
But was it because of the different ethnicities?
No,
there was just a problem that happened between two guys.
I'm just saying that is a real thing. And so I'm not saying in this particular.
Yeah, I know you're not. You mean in baseball, just in general?
100% in baseball.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. So and then one player here is PR, one player here is DR. Maybe that's, I have no idea.
Well, then why was there
say it. He said it. No. I'm just, like, I'm taking this as saying, good God, for somebody, we all just assume Lindor is the leader of the team. Not according to Juan Soto. And not only not according to Juan Soto, it's not like, hey, Marte, because he did say this before. Marte helped me out here. And
yeah,
he
absolutely
me
ingratiate, helped right. ingratiate him, like, with the photos and the dugout.
This is different.
Synergy.
This is different. Quote.
It could be different. Go ahead, read it again. I know you love reading this.
This is the quote. I can't believe these quotes. This is like.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When I read this, I was like, holy crap, I wish I was on.
And I understand why you take some of that away. These words are biting if you believe that they were intentional, which I don't, but go ahead and read them again.
He's literally the leader of this team, talking about Starling Marte. I feel like he's actually the captain of this team. The whole thing was, Lindor's going to be captain, named captain. That is a boom, direct shot at Francisco Lindor, the captain of this team. He's talking about Marte, bringing everybody together, blah, 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 blah. Twice he says this. He's actually the real deal of the team, the model of the team. Everybody, when they want to talk and get to know something or have a conversation, they can go to him. He's actually the real deal. Those are words, dude, that, those words are not minced. They're not softened.
No, they're not. They're not, but it doesn't mean that they're intentional or that they're malicious. See, I hear it, and I hear a great compliment toward Marte. I don't hear a takedown hit job diss of Lindor. That doesn't mean that I'm right.
Right.
And by the way, if you go back, when you first asked me the question,
yeah.
And if you guys want to check this out, free Odyssey app, if you just jump it in here, BT and Sal, of course, you said, who do you think is the Mets leader? And if you listen to my response, I didn't punctuate, it's absolutely Francisco Lindor, there's no doubt. Right, everybody said he's going to be the captain. I mean, it was kind of like, I guess it's Lindor. Everybody says it's Lindor.
Right.
That was my response. So I never really stamped him. I mean, I kind of go with the wave of direction here or momentum because everybody for 3 years been telling me he's the captain.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't mean that he is the captain, but it also doesn't mean what Soto said means he's a bad guy or a bad leader or there's friction.
Yeah. I don't think that he's a bad guy or not the leader. I'm just telling you what one of the prominent players said about the guy who everybody assumes is the leader.
Yeah.
I took that as a shot from Soto, direct shot at Francisco Lindor.
One more thing. So this was what day again? When was this sent?
I don't know. I have it postmarked about 6 days ago, a week ago.
All right,
maybe?
So we were on vacation.
Yes.
Now, I worked last week, Monday and Tuesday. Then I was off the rest of the week. You worked Wednesday.
I think it was the day. It was after that.
Okay, so we've been on vacation. There hasn't been, even though we've been on vacation.
The 27th, so was that Wednesday that it came out off? That was the Wednesday.
Yeah, that Wednesday night.
Okay.
Yeah, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Yeah. So that night, that day I played golf. That night I had a football game, my son's game.
We
were both off. There's the, even when I'm on vacation, there is not a day that goes by that I don't jump into, so I don't tweet, but read, watch games, Yankees, Mets, New York Post, all the website. Like I do it every day. It's part of my routine. Even Christmas morning, I'll eventually get around. That's just what I do. The fact that this was a week ago and there hasn't been a peep about it since, doesn't that kind of tell you that it wasn't really meant to be that way?
It tells me that this is the honest truth.
I got you. Go ahead.
It tells me that people are clueless. That's what it tells me. Now, if I were on the next day, we would have led with it. We would have led with that, 100% led with that. We weren't. Now, I can't speak for everybody else, and maybe other people just read it and don't think a big deal of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading in between the lines a little bit deeper into it. I'm also watching their interactions as I have from the beginning of the year throughout.
But be careful with the interactions, because some of the interactions or some of the body language early from Juan Soto was setting off signals for some that he wasn't happy being a Met.
Correct.
Which has been disproven.
Right.
So I wouldn't get too wrapped up in, is he happy? Is there interaction? Is he talking to Marte more? I'm saying he can. Right. I just wouldn't attach absolute value to it, because the first body language test of Juan Soto, he failed. And now he looks absolutely like he's the happiest guy in the world, being a Met.
Hoff, did Evan do this on the Rico at all? I'm assuming he's done 15 Ricos since we were...
it's funny because he didn't do it until I think it was this past Sunday. So he waited a couple days to do it as well.
Oh, he was off.
Well, but we do a Rico every freaking night. Okay. Do you know this guy?
Yeah, well, that is true. Well, I'm saying he was off radio, though, Thursday,
right.
Friday, I believe.
But he did it Sunday night, and he has similar vibes as you as well. It feels like there's something more
what
there.
What do you think?
What do I think? To go out of his way to make a point about Marte being the leader, where I know for a fact that, Lindor, I feel like Lindor, it means more to him to be a captain, to be the leader of the team, to be the face of the team. So I feel like maybe there is something internal going on, because I feel like it is kind of a direct shot at him. By saying somebody else is the true captain, it's kind of a shot.
I mean, the other thing too here is that sometimes, no matter who we anoint or what we try to position, sometimes people are just more naturally inclined to be what they are. Like, maybe Marte's leadership is just easier. It comes more naturally. Where with Lindor, all right, before Soto, best player, highest contract, you know, tenured for a minute here. Right. Obviously, Pete's been here as well. But, like, it was in, well, listen, he's in the middle of the infield. He plays hard. He's a pretty good ball player. He's got great energy. Fans love him now. Eh, make him the captain. That doesn't mean that that was the right choice.
Right.
Like, the people's choice is not always the right choice.
Correct. He's not the captain.
No,
right
they
now.
Haven't named him and captain. Yeah, no, so evidently, they're not going
and
to.
And maybe, well, who knows? Maybe he will be next year. I have no idea. I don't. Soto's not going to get to decide that, I wouldn't think.
No, but if you don't think, think about this. Soto just signed this monstrosity of a deal. If Soto really has an issue with Lindor, don't you think the Mets should be a little reticent stamping the guy that Soto just crushed, if you're right, the captain?
And maybe they are. I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do, what they should. All I know is this. I'm siding with Soto. Like, if it meant getting rid of everybody else and keeping Juan Soto, that's what I'm doing, because I believe in him as a player, because I know what he's done, what he's capable of, all those different things. Doesn't mean he's the leader of this team. Doesn't mean they don't need Lindor and Alonso.
Like, no, but it could mean his instincts are right. It could mean. That what he just said could mean.
Again, I don't know. I'm just going based off of what I read. And to me, if there was any kind of speculation about how those two were getting along from the start of the year, whatever, that those quotes are pretty.
In black and white. Dude. I want to hear them. Yeah. I'm going to actually search these. Because
I don't know, because he spoke to the Post about it. I think it was Mike Puma.
Yeah, it was Puma. There's no audio.
No audio. You know why? Because think about when we had Boone on, okay? Yeah. And he said what he said about Judge, and then Judge said what he said about Boone's response to us. And it's when you read it, it's like, wow, Judge, you know, kind of just railroaded his manager. When you listen to the tone and the inflection, which to me is always important, like, I've got to hear the way somebody says something. And when they say it, you know, then I can have a better judgment. And I just think it got away from Judge, and he didn't mean it that way towards Boone. I'd like to have the evidence with Soto. If it was kind of like casual, that's one thing. If it was like stern, that's enough. But I guess we don't have the audio.
And by the way, I don't think this is a huge deal as it pertains to the Mets and their success. I'm just saying that those were eye-popping quotes for me to read, and it is at least intriguing. It doesn't mean they're not going to win or have success. You don't have to, and not everybody has to love each other.
Yeah, well, Reggie Nettles, Reggie Munson, no, I hear you.
The one thing I will say about Soto, we can go back to any quote which we've criticized, overanalyzed, him saying about I'm missing money on the table by not going to the All-Star game. We've killed him for things that he said. He's always been upfront about everything.
Yeah.
So
he doesn't hold any punches.
No,
there.
Not at all.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't take it that way. You guys do. We hear it different. Listen, does it mean we maybe monitor a little bit more? Don't think your partner's not going to be looking at every interaction after a home run a little bit more closely. I mean, I will.
You watch, because I even noticed it the other day. Which home run was it? He's hit so many here recently. It was one the other day. I think it was at home. Yeah, it was at home. Soto hit one. Uh-huh. And because now I am.
Yeah.
The antennas are even higher.
I'm going to jump in on it, yeah.
And it was just a simple like a little pound. Low five or whatever, where everybody else
wasn't the whole dance routine.
I don't think he was in the picture. Yeah. Now again, they don't have to like. I don't know if they like each other or not, but they don't have to and don't care.
Yeah.
You know, half the 86 Mets hated each other, whatever it may be. But you go out there and have success as a team, which the Mets are having. I just could not believe. Hey, it's refreshingly honest. I could not believe those quotes from Juan Soto.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.